Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sport Talks with Dre. And on today's episode, I'll be reviewing the African Cup of Nations matches that took place yesterday. Yesterday, we had Nigeria take on Cameroon. We had South Africa take on Egypt. We had Senegal take on Uganda. And finally, we had Morocco take on Benin. Yesterday was explosive. It was mind-blowing. And so basically, that was what I'll be talking about on today's episode. So keep it locked down and stay tuned. Yeah, guys, welcome from that quick break and straight up to business. So the first match we had yesterday was the one between Morocco and Benin. And going into that match, most people actually believe that Morocco would win that match straight. And little wonder bookmakers actually gave more points to Benin over Morocco. The reason is not far-fetched. I mean, most of their players actually play in Europe. They ply their trade in top level of European football compared to this Benin team, whom most of their players actually play here in Africa. So it was surprising that Morocco couldn't keep up the end of their own bargain. Like they actually lost that match on penalties. In fact, during the course of the game, the Benin team actually put more pressure on them. It was devastating actually, because it wasn't what we were expecting. We were expecting a whitewash of this Benin team, but you know, football, like I always say, it's a beautiful game. Like, you can't really predict. Most times 2+2 is not always 4. So things like that, upset actually happen in football, and this was a clear case of upset in football. The first goal came in the 53rd minute. The Moroccan defense couldn't, you know, clear their lines. They couldn't keep their defense in check. So when the corner kick came in, Adelie was unmarked, and he put the ball easily in the back of the net. And the game was in their favor for quite some minutes, till El Nesri actually equalized in the 76th minute, owing to a poor defense basically from the Benin team. And yeah, he was gifted that opportunity, and it calmly took it in the 76th minute, and the game went on till the 95th minute. After extra time, Morocco was gifted a penalty, and guess what? Ziyech actually missed it. I mean, he couldn't keep that pressure in B, and unfortunately, he missed that spot kick, which would have taken them straight up into the quarterfinals. And you know, he missed it, hit the crossbar, and the match went on to extra time. Yes, let's not forget, poor officiating. The Benin team were handed a red card over the course of the game, and basically the match went on to penalty kicks. And like we always say, penalty is a game of luck. The Benin team were quite composed. They took their chances properly, and they scored more penalties. They scored 4 against Morocco's 1, and that was it. Morocco was knocked out of the African Cup of Nations, despite the fact that they were tipped to win that match. So it was devastating for them. And I know more stakes would be on Ziyech for missing that penalty, which would have just taken them straight up into the quarterfinal. But you know, these things happen. It's football. And if you're not quite composed when you are called out to play a penalty, you might just miss. So that was just the case of Ziyech in that match. Now, the next match was between the Cranes of Uganda and the Teranga Lions of Senegal. Going into that game, it was clear that Senegal had the upper hand to win, and the reason is not far-fetched. I mean, they've got players that plied a trade in top level of European football. Their captain, Sadio Mane, fantastic player. You know, he plied a trade for Liverpool. We all saw what he did in the Champions League this season and last. Fantastic player. Premier League, let's not forget, he actually won the top scorer award together with Mo Salah of Egypt and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon and Arsenal. So going into that game, like, he had that buzz was on him. They also have Koulibaly of Napoli, Kouyaté, Mamadou Niang, Keita Baudi of Inter Milan, Idriss Gueye, you know, fantastic players all through. So the favor, the hold was in their favor generally. The Uganda team on the other hand were not bad. I mean, they have fantastic players as well. Emmanuel Okwi, fantastic player, number 7. Mia Ferrick. And their keeper, fantastic, Dennis Oyango, very much good. He has been saving the Uganda team since the beginning of this tournament, and unfortunately for him, he couldn't save them all through. So the first goal came in the 15th minute when owing to poor defending, Mamadou Niang set up Sadio Mane calmly, and he slotted the ball calmly. We all saw what he did against Bayern Munich, saw what he did against Porto, even teams in the Premier League. So leaving Sadio Mane with the keeper one-on-one, there's only one answer, there's only one place you'll find the ball, which is the back of the net. So that was what happened in 15 minutes. Sadio Mane calmly slotted the ball home and gave the Teranga Lions of Senegal the lead. And the match went on. Free-flowing attacking football. Possession was 47-53. And the Uganda team were not slackers either. They also tried their best to equalize, but the keeper had other plans for his team. And the match went until the 59th minute, and Sadio Mane again left unmarked. He tried to beat the keeper, but Oyango brought him down, and he gifted the Senegal team the chance to, you know, put more goals in the back of the net. He gifted them the penalty, but Sadio Mane stepped up and, you know, he missed. Oyango saved that penalty kick, and the match remained at 1-0. The match went on till the final whistle, and that was it. Uganda were knocked out despite, you know, giving their all. But, you know, things like that happen in football. You can play well and eventually not end up winning the match. So Senegal actually took the day thanks to the goal from Sadio Mane in the 15th minute. So the third match was between the Super Eagles of Nigeria and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon. Let's not forget, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are the defending champions. They won the last African Cup of Nations in 2017 at Gabon, while Nigeria, on the other hand, last won the African Cup of Nations in 2013. So going into the game, Cameroon were the team to beat. The match was attended by legends of the game, legends of African football, Samuel Etufios and Nwankwo Kanu. Going into the game started pretty much calm, with both teams trying to outscore the other. Defense lines were compact initially, and the first goal came in the 19th minute when Odion Ighalo struck, owing to poor defending from the Cameroon team. They left him quite unmarked, and he was able to successfully tuck the ball in the back of the net, and he gave Nigeria the lead for quite some minutes till the 41st minute when Baoken equalized. Terrible defending from the Nigerian defense. I mean, the four defenders were in the box, and for whatever reason, Baoken was left unmarked, and he was able to easily tuck in that ball that came from the wing into the back of the net. I mean, Akpeni was left completely helpless, and parity was restored, and the game was 1-1 at that point in time. And the pressure mounted on the Nigerian defense, and the second goal came in 2 minutes after, in the 44th minute, when Clinton Inje, you know, put the ball in the back of the net easily. He would have gone down and he might have gotten a penalty, but, you know, we Africans are strong, right? And he stood his ground, and he shrugged off Ola Aina, sorry, Omero, and, you know, easily tucked the ball in the back of the net in the 44th minute, giving Cameroon the lead over the break. Their coach, Clarence Seedorf, AC Milan legend, was quite happy with that result, while Nwankwo Kanu was devastated initially. And that was how the match ended. First half, Cameroon 2, Nigeria 1. Going into the second half, the Nigerian team knew that they had a lot of work to do. I mean, they didn't want to disappoint the country as a whole. So Kenneth Rowe, you know, made some changes, brought in Chukwueze, and the game tilted. It was quite balanced in the second half. Pressure was mounting on both sides, and Nigeria eventually got the equalizer in the 63rd minute. Ozean Ighalo, fantastically, he was teed up by Ahmed Musa. Ahmed Musa chested the ball down for him, and he took the shot quickly. That was what I was expecting from him. In my previous podcast, I said something about strikers who take their chances immediately without thinking. I mean, your focus is meant to be on the post. Your main focus as a striker is to put the ball at the back of the net. And Ozean Ighalo did that, and I have to give him big ups. He really played that ball fantastically well, and he restored parity, gave Nigeria the equalizer, and also in quick succession, he assisted Alex Iwobi, who made the game 3-2 in 66 minutes. And the match went on with Nigeria trying to, you know, add more goals to their tally. Ighalo was, you know, denied on so many occasions to his hat trick, and Cameroon, on the other hand, so were trying to mount pressure on the Nigerian defense. But as the game ended, it ended in the favor of Nigeria. The Super Eagles match ended 3-2. And the Super Eagles of Nigeria eventually knocked out the indomitable Lions of Cameroon. You could actually say that the Super Eagles dominated the indomitable Lions of Cameroon, who were the, you know, defending champions. And you could hear Ozean Ighalo after the match chanting, "We are better than them." I mean, he was so ecstatic. So, I mean, that match was really interesting. It was fantastic. And we've qualified for the round of the quarterfinals against South Africa. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to look forward to, and we hope the Super Eagles keep up this good work and, you know, eventually bring back the trophy home like they did in 2013. Yes. So the final match of the first half of the round of 16, Egypt 2019, was the match between host nation Pharaohs of Egypt and the Bafana of South Africa. Going into that match, bookmakers actually gave that match up to the Egyptians. They have players that ply their trade abroad, while most ply their trade here in Africa. Same with the Bafana of South Africa. Most of their players are home-based. They play for Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, Ajax Cape Town, SuperSport United, and a quite number of them. The odd clearly was in the favor of the Pharaohs of Egypt. They've been playing fantastic football from the onset. They've been scoring goals. I mean, they've been defending compactly. While South Africa, on the other hand, you know, had to qualify as best losers. And so clearly the odd was in the favor of the Egyptians. The match was quite interesting. It was free-flowing attacking football. The defenders were quite compact as well, with both teams trying to outscore the other, trying to create chances. Trezeguet missed a lot of chances on so many occasions. The Bafana players as well were quite compact as well. They missed chances. Tao missed his chances. Motiba also, you know, the game was quite interesting. There was chances were created on both ends. The match finally came to an end for the Egyptians when Motiba assisted Lodge in the 85th minute. The Egyptians were caught on counter, And you know, these South African players are quite pacey, and they were able to, you know, outdo the Egyptian defense. And Motiba calmly assisted Lodge, and he calmly slotted the ball past El Shenawy in the 85th minute. Surprisingly, putting the Bafana of South Africa a goal ahead with 5 minutes left. It was a dreadful 5 minutes for the Egyptian fans, who were just looking in awe. They were surprised, they were shocked that the South Africans had taken the lead. And the South Africans had a lot to do, a lot of defending to do for the remainder of the minutes. And when the final whistle was finally blown in 94th minute, the match ended with South Africa taking the day. You know, many tickets would have been casted, you know, things like that. I mean, most people tipped Egypt to win that match, but, you know, football is always unpredictable at different points in time. And South Africa eventually won that match, dumping the Pharaohs of Egypt out of their own tournament. I mean, that's devastating. The good thing for them is they won't have to spend much on transport. You know, they're already home, and, you know, they get to watch the remaining of the African tournament in their home. So that's it basically. Yeah, guys, so that's all for today on today's episode of Spot Talks with Dre. And I do hope you enjoyed the analysis. The African Cup of Nations second half of the round of 16 will continue today. So we've got 4 matches coming up. First up, Madagascar taking on Democratic Republic of Congo, Algeria taking on Guinea, Ivory Coast taking on Tunisia, and finally Mali taking on Ghana. Now, my prediction is the game against Madagascar and Congo, I'm going to tip Madagascar to win. I mean, they've been fantastic of recent. I mean, this is their first African Cup of Nations, and they have a lot to prove going forward. So I think they will take that match. They will win that match against Democratic Republic of Congo. The match between Algeria and Guinea, I will have to give it to Algeria. Riyad Mahrez has a lot to prove. He has a lot to do for his team. I mean, he's the captain. So I believe he would have a final say in that match. So I have to give that match to Algeria. The match between Mali and Ivory Coast, I'd have to give it to Ivory Coast. I mean, they've got fantastic players as well, and they've been fantastic also. And so I have to give them out to Ivory Coast basically. While the match between Ghana and Tunisia, that was a tough match, and I'd have to give it to Tunisia. Ghana has not been impressive of recent. They've not been playing fantastically. So I'd have to give it a match to Tunisia. So that's it for today's show. I do hope you enjoyed it, and join me next time. Bye. I'm still your host, Dre.